are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 MW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Stand on your feet and bless him. If you know him to be a deliverer, come on, give him that praise that is due him for all that he's done, for all that he's been. Come on and celebrate his goodness. Has the Lord been good to you? You ought to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. And God, we pray that you would speak into our hearts and into our minds, that we will be reminded that you're God and that you're God all by yourself. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now let's give him a good healthy hand of praise. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God bless you, choir, praise team. Thank you for lifting high his praise on today. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and what I want to do is, when I was here last, which was on the Sunday before Father's Day, I preached my Father's Day message, since I knew that I would not be here on Father's Day, and I told you that I didn't think I would be able to finish at that time, amen. So I want to go ahead and finish that message, amen, from what we know as the model prayer. Now, some call it the Lord's Prayer, but it is more appropriately to be called the model prayer, because it is in this prayer that the Lord Jesus teaches us how we ought to pray. And what we discover is that as we really study and analyze this prayer, that there are some really great principles, amen, that will help guide you, not only in your prayer life, but in life at general, amen. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, let us read together. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, ushers. You can allow those in the lobby to come in. And certainly we are happy and thankful to be back home. We thank Minister Wilson for the dynamic message on last Sunday. And we thank all of you, the people of God, who are here today. And I'm sure we have some visitors as I look out. And before we close on today, Sister Tinsley will extend to you greetings from us here at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. This message is all about prayer. And if you don't know the power of prayer, you have been cheating yourself. If you don't know and understand that there is power in prayer, that your deliverance is through prayer, somebody said that prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. Amen. If you want to get to God, amen, you can't use AT&T and you can't use Sprint and Verizon, amen. If you want to get through to God, you'd better learn something about prayer. And as we say so often, prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. And that simply means that prayer involves more than just you talking. For a whole lot of us, that's all prayer is. Amen. Us getting on our knees or bowing our head and telling God about everything that we want and everything that we need and how we want him to move and how he want him to do whatever it is we want him to do. But prayer is a dialogue, and that simply means that not only must you talk to God, you've got to stay there long enough to allow the Lord to what? Talk back to you. And I believe I have some witnesses here today who have found out that in your prayer life, amen, God will talk back to you, won't he? He'll talk back to you. And what I like about it is that there are many times in this life when we rub folk the wrong way. One of my good friends, just this past week, he got mad at something I said, I told him, and it was the truth. It was the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And he got mad and said, I'm going to have to stop communicating with you. Amen. And I didn't worry about it. I didn't get mad about it. I don't worry about folk not communicating with me as long as I can hear from God. Am I the only one in here? Amen. This morning that's happy. Amen. That you can get a call in from the Lord. Thank you, God. Somebody said to me the other day about Facebook that some folk have been unfriending them. And I've had folk to unfriend me. And then there's some folk I have unfriended. Amen. But at the end of the day, what really matters is that I'm a friend of God. Hallelujah. Come on, thank God today. And so I gave you 4 points Sunday before last as it relates to this model prayer. I said that for fathers in particular, I was trying to relate to fathers some principles from this prayer that ought to be present in your life as it relates to how you interact with your children. But this message is good for everybody. Amen. Because the first principle that we establish in the prayer is the fact that God is present. Our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. He is present. And I told you a couple of Sundays ago that fathers, you need to be present in the lives of your children. You know, a whole lot of brothers are running around, amen, pulling on their suspender straps, talking about how many children they have. But the real question is not how many you have. The real question is how many have you? Oh, y'all don't want to say nothing. Amen. And I'm not just talking about a child support payment. You know, some brothers think that as long as I'm paying my, you know, to stay out of jail stuff, amen, that's enough. But come on, how many of you know these boys in our communities, they need some real men, they need some fathers to stand up in their lives and show them. I'm not going to venture out. You know, I've said it before that a woman can't teach a boy how to be a man. I've seen some examples of late that kind of disprove that to a certain degree. But I will say this. It is difficult for a woman to show a boy how to be a man. And that's why when it comes to creating a child, it takes a man and a woman. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. It takes a man and a woman to create a child. Amen. And so we ought to be thankful that this prayer reminds us that God is present. He's present. Well, Pastor, how is he present? The prayer says, Our Father which art in heaven. He's in heaven. How is he present if he's in heaven? Well, if you study your Bible, you will find out that when we walk in the Spirit, we are supposed to be in heavenly places with the Lord. See, some of you miss God because you're so caught up in this earthly realm that you're not in the heavenly place. That's why you got sugar and diabetes. That's why you got high blood pressure. Oh, that's the same. Okay. Stressed out, oppressed, depressed. Amen. Because you are so consumed with what's going on in this realm. Let me tell you something. If you can learn how to get into the heavenly places with God, there can be trouble all around you, but you'll be walking around saying, I got peace. where my witness is at. Amen. If you will get into the heavenly places with God, the economy can be bad, everybody around you broke, but you can still get in Walmart, amen, and have church because you realize that the Lord has made a way for you. I'm happy to know that he's present with me. Amen. But not only did we talk about the fact that God is present, we talked about his person. And I told you that if you really want to know who God is, you need to get some understanding of the names that identify God, because his names help you to understand his character. Amen. And so when you really trying to get to know him, amen, if you get to know him as Jehovah Jireh, you understand that I don't care how dark it gets, how difficult it gets. Come on, anybody know the Lord will provide for you? You need to know the person of God. And parents, you need to teach your children who God is, because they're not going to get that in a school. And God bless our teachers and all of that, but the teachers can't tell you that God, amen, will make a way for you. They're not equipped. They're not set up. And some of them frankly don't believe that God is Jehovah Rapha. That if you get sick, he'll heal your body. Where are my folk who know him as Jehovah Rapha? I'm talking about the person of God. I'm glad that he's present, but Paul said it like this. Paul said, I want to know him. I want to know. How many of you really, I really, when I look out at y'all on Sundays, I'm sitting there and I'm saying, Lord, I hope they didn't come to see me. I hope they didn't come to see what Sister So-and-so has on today. I hope they didn't come to find out the latest gossip or to come to find out who's zooming who. I hope somebody came in here to find out who you are. Now, where are my folk that really came out to find out the person of God? I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know his person. So we talked about his presence. We talked about his person. But then also this prayer reminds us that God has a plan for us. Verse 10, it says, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know you're really saved when you're willing to sacrifice your will for the Lord's will. Oh, you're really on your way when you amen, get to that point where you can say, Lord, this is what I want, but I'm going to give up what I want because I hear you telling me you want me to do this. Because let me tell you something, I could have kept my $20. I said I could have kept my, but the Lord said, amen, give them $20. Now, I didn't do that to get anything, but that's the good news. That's the way God will bless you, is that if you will step out on faith and do what he tells you to do, he will turn around and bless you. Come on, what does the Bible say? Obedience is better than, how many of you would rather have a blessing than have to sacrifice something? And I don't know about y'all, but I made up in my mind a long time ago that every blessing that God has for me, I want all of them. I want, amen. I'm trying to get every blessing that he has for me. And guess what? When he blesses me, that enables me to do what? Bless somebody else. Our children need to know that God has a plan for their lives. See, a lot of them are walking around with what I learned at Southern. My professor, I told y'all before, he would come in every morning and draw a big O on the chalkboard. And that first day, he would ask us, what does this O represent? And you can just imagine some of the answers. But finally, he told us that this O represents oblivious. He said, because a whole lot of y'all are walking around Southern's campus oblivious. Oblivious as to why you're here. Oblivious as to what you ought to be gaining here. Oblivious as to what you're supposed to be doing here. And a lot of our children are walking around with the big O. That's why they in school acting crazy. Come on, mama, you didn't buy them a new uniform for them to go over there and be showing out. Amen. But they don't have that. When I was in high school, they had these different awards, and I won 1 year most school spirit, 1 year most likely to succeed. But there wasn't one for the best class clown.
And that's the only award some of our children are going to get is the best class clown, because they are walking around oblivious as to why they are in school. Come on, how many of you know that God has a plan for your life? How many of you find out that life gets easier when you get in the plan? Whew. So thank God for his presence. Thank God, amen, for his person. Thank God for his plan. But then I told you that the other thing this prayer highlights is the fact that God has provision for us. Give us this day. I ain't worried about tomorrow, because I know if he can handle today. Come on, where are my folk who trust him? If I can just trust him through today. He's got my tomorrow. Come on. Hey, man, I ain't worried about next month, next year, none of that. The same God that woke me up this morning, put food on my table this morning, put clothes on my back this morning, if he did it today, I ain't worried about him doing it. Give us this day our daily bread. He will provide. But then there are two more things that I wanted to share with you from this model prayer. Not only does it teach us about the Lord being present with us, not only does it remind us of his person, amen, hallowed be thy name. His name is holy, amen. And you don't take his name in vain. His name is holy. Not only does it enlighten us to the fact that God has a plan for our lives, amen, thy will be done. Not only does it enlighten us to the fact that God is a provider, he will provide for us, he will give us this day our daily bread, but this prayer also lets us know that we can have peace. But now, before you shout too loud, you need to see how to get the peace. I said, before you shout too loud, you need to look at the prayer and see how you get the peace. And it says in verse 12, that we ought to say, forgive us our debts. Now, most of y'all stop right there. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for lying. Lord, forgive me for cussing. Lord, forgive me for, amen, a whole host of stuff. But we forget that the way we gain peace with God is not only through him forgiving us, but that, as a matter of fact, the way that he will forgive us is when we find empathy in our hearts and ask him to forgive those who've hurt us, those who've disappointed us, those who've lied on us. Amen. You got to learn how to forgive them, and you got to ask God to forgive them. Y'all getting mighty quiet right through here. So I challenge you to reflect on somebody, amen, that you haven't forgiven yet. It can be a family member, it can be a friend, it can be an associate, amen. But you better learn how to forgive other folk if you want the Lord to forgive you. Now watch this. I didn't tell you this last time, I should have, but when we talk about our Father, you need to understand that we have a personal Father. Personal. He's my father. Said he's my daddy. Amen. He's my father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. But he doesn't say my father. We know that's encapsulated in there. But he tells us to say our Father. And so that tells me that when it comes to my prayer life, I got to be careful, because I've heard some folk pray these kinds of prayers, get mad at somebody, and I've heard folk pray, Lord, let her fall and break a leg. I know you didn't pray that prayer, but you may not have said, but you might have said, Lord, let her hair come off at work. But the danger, y'all, of praying that kind of prayer is, he ain't just my father. He's our Father. And I know you think everybody loves you, but there are some folk, while you praying that, amen, that he breaks somebody else's leg, there are some folk praying that your leg gets broken. And so we've got to remember that not only is he our personal Father, he is our plural Father. That means he's our collective Father, amen? All right? So he will give you peace. You've got to be willing to forgive your neighbor. You've got to be willing to forgive those who have done you wrong. But not only is he present, not only are we excited about his person, his plan, his provision, his peace, But there's one more thing we can shout about. We can shout about his power. And y'all, I don't know how you feel about it, but amen. When I pray to God, I take comfort in knowing that, you know, every now and then in this life, we need what we call a sounding board. Y'all know what a sounding board is? That's when you go to somebody and you really don't need to hear anything from them. You just need them to listen to your stuff. I'm so glad that our God, he ain't just a sounding board. Amen. Whatever I need him to do, tell your neighbor, he's got the power to do it. Is there anybody here who understands he's got the power to do it? Whatever, amen, you need him to do, whether it's sickness in your body, it's trouble in your home, it's a problem with coworkers, it's a financial problem, amen. Whatever kind of problem you can come up on in this life, I am so thankful to know that my God has the power to fix it. He's got the power to make it right. Anybody here can celebrate his power. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. It's his kingdom. See, one of the problems we have in church and in ministry is everybody wants to be a little king and a little queen. But it's his kingdom. And see, we've gotten it twisted because we live in a democracy. Really, we live in a republic. Amen. We live, amen, in a capitalistic society where we feel like we have input on everything. And amen, we got a voice and we got a, but let me take you back that he says that it's a kingdom. And in a kingdom, the ruler is the king. The people are the people, but the power belongs to the king. And so if you're going to operate in God's kingdom, you've got to look to him for your help. You've got to look to him for your direction. You've got to look to him for the answers that you need. And how many of you know that we're living in a time that we need answers? I said, how many of you know that we're living in a time where we need answers? As we look around this nation and this world, we understand that so many things are happening that sometimes we're left scratching our heads asking, Lord, what's going to happen next? But I'm so glad, amen, that I can come by this morning and tell you that God has it all in control. You Bible readers will remember in the book of Chronicles when the land was diseased and the people were in trouble. God didn't say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and start an outreach. He did not say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and start a soup kitchen. He did not say that if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and gain political clout. He did not say, if my people who are called by my name will participate in heightened worship with charismatic preachers, then will I hear from heaven. No, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sins and heal their land. My brothers and sisters, we've got to have some folk who believe in and are committed to the power of prayer. We've got to have some folk that believe that what we need is a prayer meeting. Folk who believe that while we ought to do more than just pray, we can't do more until we pray. We need some folk who believe that you can pray your way through. That if we live in communion and communication with God, that's where the real power lies. We're called to become a people who live, who drink, and promote the strength of communion and communication with God. A few years ago in New York City, there was a major blackout, and all over the borough of Manhattan, all of the power was out. The record is that the subway stopped. The lights were out. The entire borough was disrupted. But someone observed that even with the power out in Manhattan, that the Statue of Liberty was still shining its light. And somebody wanted to know, how is it that all of the power is out in New York City, but the Statue of Liberty is still shining? And somebody checked the record and they found out that even though the power was out in New York City, the reason the Statue of Liberty was still shining was because the Statue of Liberty did not get its power from New York City. But the Statue of Liberty got its power from New Jersey. And I've come by to tell somebody today that you better learn the power of prayer. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that I don't get my power from you. I'm so glad that I don't get my power from this earthly realm. That's why when folk lie on me and folk talk about me and folk do me wrong, I can still have a smile on my face. I can still have clapping in my hands. I can still have a song on my lips. Because my power doesn't come from this realm. Is there anybody here today? If you're not too mean and if you're not too proud, you will testify that my power comes from another place. You ought to thank God today for the power of the Holy Ghost. Won't he give you joy in the time of sorrow? Won't it give you hope? Hope for tomorrow. I dare you to praise him. I dare you to thank him. Thank him for his presence. Thank him for his person. Thank him for his plan. Thank him for his provision. Thank him for his peace. Thank him for his power. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? You ought to tell him, I love you. I love you, Lord, today because you cared for me in such a special way. Come on and give him praise in this place. There is power in prayer. And as we stand all over this place, my brother, my sister, you're here today. Somehow you forgot. You needed to be reminded about the power of prayer. There's somebody looking at me, and you, if the truth will be told, you ain't prayed in a long time. You've allowed life to get you down. Just sit.
We at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church hope that Reverend Garner's message blessed and revived your spirit. Thank you for listening, and be sure and join us in Leesville for our regularly scheduled Sunday and midweek services. If you'd like a copy of this message, phone us at 337-238-1779. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, the place where God blesses his people.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.